Shalom Aleichem and thank you for joining. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to the Shmiras HaLashon program, part 10 out of 120, to think before we speak. We're in the Psicha of Lavin of the Chafetz Chaim, paragraph Gimel, as well as paragraph Dalid. And the Chafetz Chaim mentions here two specific prohibitions that a person will typically be in violation of when speaking or listening to Lashon Hara. Number one, the Pasuk says, Hishamar benega hatzara'as, a person should be very careful regarding the affliction of tzara'as, and we have a tradition that tzara'as comes among its reasons because of a person involved with Lashon Hara. And the Pasuk continues in the very next Pasuk telling us to remember the story of Miriam. Zochar es asher osa Hashem alokecha leMiriam. Remember what Hashem did to Miriam when she spoke Lashon Hara against her brother Moshe. And if the Torah is specifically telling us to remember and to be careful, then clearly this is something that we're being told to observe, and a person who speaks Lashon Hara is in violation of this statement, Hishomer benega hatzaras, to be careful regarding the affliction of tzaras. Presumably, even if we don't have tzaras in our time, it's to our detriment that we're not getting Hashem's warning when a person is involved in such an avera, and the concept to avoid such behavior that normally would cause the nega tzaras is still in force. In the next paragraph, the Chafetz Chaim mentions a different lav, which is a little bit more global. The lav of lefnei iver lo sitein michshal, not to put a stumbling block in front of a person. The way the Torah says it is in front of a blind person, a person who doesn't know any better, to put a stumbling block in front of them. And we're told that that refers to a person who introduces an avera to somebody else, which he normally wouldn't have done, and you're introducing it, making it available so that they go ahead and do it. In the Be'er Mayim Chaim, the Chafetz Chaim gives examples of how global this is. We're told, Halove beribis, a person who borrows from another Jew with interest. So we know that you're not allowed to borrow with interest from another Jew. And the prohibition is both on the borrower and on the lender. And we're told that he's in violation on Lefnei Iver, because if he wouldn't borrow, the other person wouldn't lend, beribis. Likewise, we find a person who lends to his friend money without witnesses is in violation of lifnei iver, ki ola al rucho lichbar, because he gives the person the opportunity, the consideration, to perhaps deny the loan, because there weren't witnesses. If you don't document it properly, then you're in violation because you've set the other person up for the possibility of him doing wrong. Even though there's no question, you don't want him to deny it, but you've set him up for that possibility. Likewise, the Gemara tells us, Hamake livno gadol, if you reprimand an older child by hitting them. So you're risking the fact that that child will lash out and hit back. And therefore you're in violation of lefnei iver lo sitein michshol. Certainly you don't want him to lash back, but you're setting him up for such a situation. So going back to the theme of Lashon Hara, a person who speaks Lashon Hara is setting other people up, and he's certainly motivated to try to get them to listen to what he's saying, and he's motivated to try to get them to believe what he's saying. He really is interested in their joining the violation, and therefore that is an example, certainly, of Lefnei Ivrei Lo Sitein Michshol. Chafetz Chaim observes, Kol She Yisrabu Hashomim, the more people that are there, Yisrabu Olav HaLavaze, that increases the lav, because he's putting a stumbling block in front of many people. The Chafetz Chaim considers the possibility that a person who's listening, if he's listening on his own, he's in violation of Lefnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol, because he's enabling the speaker to speak. But the Chafetz Chaim considers the possibility that maybe if there are many listeners, then any one individual, if he would walk off, it wouldn't change anything. The guy would keep speaking. So maybe he's not in violation of Lefnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol. Maybe, efshar, it's possible. I would venture to say that we should really give a lot of consideration before we invoke this heter, because it's not so simple. Sometimes the fact that you're there adds influence to the Lashon Hara. People look at each other, they smile at each other. Even one little nuance of approval or contribution, and it would seem that the person is included in Lefnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol, encouraging people to malign another in a way that's prohibited. In any case, the Chafetz Chaim concludes, Al kol panim tzarech lizor me'od mechavuros ko'ele, even if you're not in violation of Lefnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol, you got to be very careful not to be in such a group. Ki lemaila kulam nechtavim b'shem chaburas resha, because up on high, in Hashem's book, anybody who's there, even if they're not the enabler, they're still included in the group that's doing wrong. And a person doesn't want to be inscribed up high as being part of such a group. Yeshu Koach, and thank you for joining.